Happy Hanukkah, Hanukkah Sameach from Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. I would like to share with you an amazing and beautiful idea of the hidden message of Hanukkah. We all know the overt messages of Hanukkah. Spread the light, light a candle in the darkness, the underdog can win. But what is the hidden message of Hanukkah? So let's begin with a few questions. Hanukkah is different than any other chag and any other mitzvah that we have. Any other mitzvah and any other holiday, the mitzvahs that we have in those holidays, there's usually two levels of how to perform the mitzvah. There's the basic level, and then there's a mehadrin level, the higher level, the more machmir level. Hanukkah, there's three levels. There's the basic level, there's the mehadrin level, and then there's the mehadrin min mehadrin. What's the basic level? You have a big family, basic, one candle every single night of Hanukkah. Second level, the mehadrin level, you have a big family, one house, every single person in the house, every night of Hanukkah, lights one candle. The mehadrin, min mehadrin level, the third level, is every single person in the house lights a candle corresponding to the night of Hanukkah. First night of Hanukkah, everyone lights one. Second night of Hanukkah, everyone lights two. Third night of Hanukkah, everyone lights three. And so on and so forth. And Am Yisrael as a whole has took it upon themselves to do the mehadrin, min mehadrin. If you ask your average person, they won't even know that there's a basic level and a mehadrin. Everyone thinks, yeah, of course, Hanukkah. You light one candle corresponding to every single night of the holiday, of the Chag. Why is it that by Hanukkah specifically, every single Jew took it upon himself to do the Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin? Why is it specifically by Hanukkah there is this concept of this three-tier level of regular Mehadrin and then Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin? That's question number one. Question number two is we know that after the Chashmonaim defeated the Romans and they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found a jug of oil with Chotamo Shel Kohen Gadol that had the stamp of the Kohen Gadol. Since when is the Kohen Gadol in the business of Hechsherim? We grow up in a generation where there's a lot of Hechsherim. We know the OU Hechsher, we love the OU Hechsher, but we encounter hundreds of different Hechsherim in our day-to-day life. But Hechsherim seemed to be a new concept that was developed 100 or 200 years ago when the food production became industrialized. But before that time, there were no Hechsherim. A person would eat in his house. He would eat at his cousin's house, his friend's house, another Jew's house. But there wasn't this concept of Hechsherim. Since when is Kohen Gadol giving a Hechsher on a jug of oil? And he's selling oil? Like, what's he doing specifically with this oil? What's going on here? So let's begin by answering the second question. And through this, we will get to the hidden gems of Hanukkah. So we asked, why is it that the Kohen Gadol is giving a stamp on the olive oil? So in order to answer this question, we have to go to Parshas Vayetze and learn the Gemaras and the Mishnayos that have to do with a special mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol has. We know that the Kohen Gadol has his big mitzvah, his big day on Yom Kippur. He goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, all the offerings, all the korbanos that he has. But there's another mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol has to do every single day of his kahuna. Every single day, he needs to bring a minchas chavitin, an offering that is fried with flour and oil. Now, there's a special halacha with the offering of the Minchas Chavitin, and that is that the Kohen Gadol needs to bring the oil and the entire korban from his own personal money. That means no one can gift it to him. He can't get a donation. Someone from the outside can't donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he uses it. It needs to be his own personal stash of cash that he uses himself to buy the oil. So now, there's a little bit of a problem. The Kohen Gadol, every single day, needs to bring this Minchas Chavitin. So he needs to have in stock, in the Beis HaMikdash, lots of oil, so like that he can bring it, he can bring the korban every single day. So for this, the Kohen Gadol, in order that his stash of oil doesn't get mixed up with the other oils that are used in the Beis HaMikdash for the menorah, for other korbanos, just for lighting the Beis HaMikdash itself, what would he do? He would put a stamp on the jugs that belong to him to show that this is mine. He was basically writing his name. This jug belongs to me. Right? So it wasn't a hechsher that he was selling it. It was a jug that it was a way to show ownership that the jugs belonged to me. So now we can begin to understand why. Because when they found this jug of the Kohen Gadol, they had a little bit of a problem. What was the problem? The oil that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash for the menorah has to be the highest grade oil. It needs to be Shemin Zayit Zach Katit Lama'och, the highest level, the first oil that gets squeezed out of the oil, out of the olive, that's what is brought to the base, that is what's brought in the menorah. For the oil that is brought for the Minchas Chavitin, it doesn't need to be such a high grade level of oil, it could be even one notch less. So even when they found this jug of oil, they had a problem. They said, we still can bring it as the olive oil in the base, as the olive oil for the menorah. But then they found out that the Kohen Gadol himself went above and beyond the call of duty. Even though his mincha offering didn't need a higher level of oil, he went above and beyond and he bought the highest grade olive oil possible, the Shemet Zayit Zach Katit Lama'och, for his own minchas chavitin. Why? Because he's bringing a korban to Hashem. This is his korban. Of course he wants to do it to the best. Of course he wants to do it to the max. So in other words, the whole miracle of Chanukah only happened because the Kohen Gadol went above and beyond the call of duty. His minchas chavitin as could be brought with a lower grade olive oil, but he went above and beyond. He brought the Shemet Zayit Zach Katit Lama'och. And because he did that, when they found that one jug that wasn't broken, that wasn't tummy, because it belonged to him, they knew, we can bring this to the Mishkan. We can bring this to the menorah and we can light the menorah. That is the hidden message of Chanukah. But even more so, before we get to the hidden message of Chanukah, that is why every single Jew does the Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. Why do we light the highest level possible? Everyone does, everyone in his house lights the candle corresponding to the night of Chanukah. Why? Because the whole miracle of Chanukah happened because the Kohen Gadol went above and beyond. So to us, Am Yisrael as a whole took it upon themselves to do the mitzvah of Chanukah above and beyond, to go to the max. And that is really the hidden message of Chanukah. In life, we encounter a lot of different opportunities to help one another, to do a mitzvah, to daven, whatever it is. And we always have an option of how to do it. We can do it half-baked, 80%, 90%, 100%, or we can go mahajrin min mahajrin. We can go above and beyond. We can go to the fullest max possible. The hidden message of Chanukah is let's go above and beyond. You're anyways doing the good act. You're anyways davening. You're anyways doing the mitzvah that you're doing. Let's try to do it to the maximum highest level. And let me leave you with this last gem. Amazing. We know, some of us know, that the Beis Yosef asks, so why is Chanukah 8 days? Very famous question. Chanukah should really be 7 days. Why? They found a jug of oil. It should have burnt only for one night, but it lasted 8 nights. So the first night wasn't a miracle, right? They had enough oil for the first night. Only the 7 days are a miracle. So why is Chanukah 8 days and not 7 days? Based on this explanation that we just gave, we have an answer to that question. The Kohen Gadol, when he would bring the Minchas Chavitin, the oil that needed to be brought was only 3 lugan. But the oil that is needed for the Beis HaMikdash, for the menorah, each candle of the 7 candles only needed half a lug. So half times 7 is 3.5. So even when they found this mini kad that belonged to the Kohen Gadol, they didn't have enough oil for the first night, right? So each glass was filled, you know, to 80% around that level. But when, how long did it last? It lasted through the entire night. So even the first night of Chanukah, there was the nes that the candles burnt longer than they started. And that's why Chanukah is 8 days, which is a beautiful gem that goes according to the explanation that we gave. But back to what the message, the hidden message of Chanukah, is whenever we do a mitzvah, let's do it to the max. Let's do it to the fullest, and we should have a happy and beautiful Chanukah, and Hashem should bless us and all of Am Yisrael with health, happiness, bracha, and atzacha. Kol tov, Chanukah Sameach.